I'm John Scott. House Republicans marching ahead with impeachment plans targeting Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as derelict in his duty over handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. At today's hearing at the Homeland Security Committee, Chairman Mark Green says there's no reasonable alternative but to pursue impeachment. Meanwhile, presidential son Hunter Biden made a surprise appearance on Capitol Hill this morning as Republicans were taking the first step toward holding him in contempt of Congress. He showed up in the hearing room and left a while later after an outcry from some GOP lawmakers. James Comer is chairman of the House Oversight Committee.
Hunter Biden's willful refusal to comply with the committee's subpoenas is a criminal act. It constitutes contempt of Congress and warrants referral to the appropriate United States Attorney's Office for prosecution as prescribed by the law.
The House Oversight and Judiciary Committees will each vote on contempt resolutions against Hunter Biden. If the committees approve the contempt resolutions as expected, they would go to the full House for consideration. Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he got some frontline advice from border agents when he and a group of GOP lawmakers paid a visit to the southern border to see the crisis firsthand.
When we were down on the border, the Border Patrol agents and the sheriffs who are in charge of patrolling down there doing their dead level best, they said if the president would issue an executive order tomorrow to reinstate Romania and Mexico, they think that would stem the flow by like 70%.
Johnson says President Biden should immediately reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy, but has refused to do so. Speaker Johnson interviewed by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. The Dow had 159 points, the Nasdaq adding 117. This is SRN News. A Christian ministry wins a victory over Apple.
The American Family Association wants the tech giant to conduct an investigation into the suppression of the speech of Christians and conservatives. AFA put forth a proposal for a shareholders' vote, but Apple blocked it, asking the Securities and Exchange Commission to keep it off the latest proxy ballot. The SEC said no, ruling in the AFA's favor. Ministry President Tim Wildman says, quote, "Thank God that free speech is still valued in some form in this nation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has dismissed a University of Notre Dame's professor defamation lawsuit against a student-run publication. Tamara Kay took the Irish Rover to court over its coverage of her abortion advocacy while employed by the Catholic school. The St. Joseph County Superior Court judge ruled that Kay's assertions that the coverage was false and defamatory were unfounded. This is SRN News. What should America's top priorities be? For the most part, it depends on who you ask.
The Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research conducted a poll in December in which Americans of various backgrounds largely agreed that the government should focus on the economy and foreign policy issues in 2024. But on some issues beyond the economy, views diverged. On the issue of immigration, 43% of Hispanic adults named it as a top priority for government action, as did 36% of white adults and 29% of Asians and Pacific Islanders. But only 19% of black adults said immigration was a top priority. Donna Water, Washington.
Consumers looking to get a tax credit on an electric vehicle purchase will have fewer models to choose from. Only 11 of the more than 50 EVs will be eligible this year. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.